Life is a Marathon, Session 204.
Welcome to Life is a Marathon with Bruce Van Horn. This is where you'll get respected insight, information, and inspiration to help you not just survive, but to thrive and win at this marathon we call life.
Folks, I am so excited about sharing a very, very special lady with you today. This is going to be a fun interview, and I'm not quite sure where it's going to go, but both of us trust that it is going to go exactly where it's supposed to go. I was introduced to our guest today, Miss Kimberly Meredith, by a mutual friend of ours, Iris Braden, who lives in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area, and that's also where Kimberly is from. And she and I were talking, and she's just like, you have got to meet Kimberly. You've just got to talk with her. And Kimberly and I coordinated our schedules. She's a very, very busy lady. And we'll get into why exactly that is in just a minute. But we had a couple calls before Christmas and got to know each other. And through that conversation, we decided that what she is doing now, the experiences that she's had in her life that have led her to what she's doing right now, would be just an amazing conversation to share with the world. Kimberly is actively working now as what's called a medical intuitive and a channeler. And I'm going to let her explain to you exactly what that means, but the conversations that she and I have had have just been amazing. And I am open to the fact that there are things that happen in the spiritual world that happen between people that cannot be explained scientifically, but they are very, very real events. And so, Kimberly, did I come anywhere close to doing a proper introduction for you?
Yes, you did. Thank you, Bruce.
I am so glad that we're getting the opportunity to do this, because the work that you're doing, based on the conversations that you and I have had and the conversations that Iris and I have had and the research that I've done on you, the work that you're doing is just absolutely amazing. So I'd kind of just like to give you an opportunity to talk about you, who you are, how did you get to where you are now? We don't have to go all the way back to birth or any of those things. You talk to us about whatever is appropriate for leading you up to this present moment, and then ultimately we'll have a great conversation about where the future is headed for us.
Okay. Thank you for having me here with you. Thank you for listening. I am working now presently helping many people and animals, and currently being guided by, as a vessel, a servant to the beautiful energy of God. And I have a gift that is going through my eyes. And what I do is I scan people's bodies. I'm what you call a medical intuitive. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that I can go through your body with my eyes that blink and my hands that guide through your body. My left eye blinks when things are good with your energy, and the right eye blinks when things are not. And that means it could go back from even maybe as far as birth, 1 year old, 2 years old, to the present time. I find when there is cancer inside of you, tumors, any kind of disease or physical injury, or even something blocked as maybe a trauma that has gone on inside of your body. And the Holy Spirit, God's energy, is guiding me with this ability. Mm. And this ability happened just only a few years back, I was living pretty much a normal life and meaning normal, I was a medical background and just working in a hospital, doing some medical work. And I also had gotten hit by a car and had some injuries. And after that, my life completely changed. And these rapid gifts started coming out and started seeing that I had these abilities to help people in a different way.
I think I'd be curious, how did you first discover that you had this gift?
Well, after I had come home from the hospital, I started experiencing a lot of unusual pain in my own body. And I started experiencing that I was able to have energy coming through my own hands, and I was not happy with the abilities that was going on with the doctors that were giving me medications to try to help myself that was not working. And I was doing a lot of praying and looking to our wonderful God for help. And I started experiencing these gifts that were coming out of my own hands.
Just out of curiosity, would you have described yourself as a religious or deeply spiritual person prior to your accident or prior to the discovery of these gifts?
I was not deeply spiritual, no. I always believed in God, the amazing energy of God.
Yeah,
God is a beautiful energy, but I never was super religious. And what happened was a friend of mine had come over to my home that was not feeling well, and I had done some energy healing on his leg. And after that, he had said that his leg had felt better. I was doing some energy work holding my head. I had severe head injury, neck injury, back injury, and I was starting to feel better by saying some prayers on myself. Then rapidly, I started finding more and more things in several other people that started coming over to my home. And my eyes would blink, my hands would catch up to the blinking, and I was finding things in people's bodies from there.
How did you understand the blinking and the finding of people?
It was just...
rather the things in people.
Organically that I was figuring it out, and people would say, that's exactly where I had a hernia taken out. That's exactly where I have breast cancer. That's exactly where I had my head injury. That's exactly where I have a rod in my left leg. And when I look off, it's like I'm blind and I don't look at your body and I find every single thing in it. Then about a year later, I got a signal being channeled to me that they wanted me to take the energy out of the body and to actually do another step, which is from the Holy Spirit, which is our amazing God, to release the energy out of the body and to be healed. So then the tumors were dissolving.
Yeah.
So people say to me, well, how can this happen?
I know, right?
It can happen.
Because we've become so conditioned, so domesticated to thinking that the only way to cure illnesses, the only way to, you know, eradicate cancers or other tumors from the body is through traditional medical approaches. So our initial, you know, and you and I have had this conversation that, you know, I have to confess some skepticism when I first started to hear about what it is that you were capable of.
Right.
And part of that is also through the media. I mean, Hollywood, you know, granted, there are some people who have been disreputable out there doing it.
Absolutely.
But Hollywood has also sort of painted this picture that that spiritual healers, medical intuitives, that it's just not real, that it's all just sort of like this carnival show.
Yeah.
But the people that I've talked to who know you, I completely love and trust Iris. And when Iris says, you know, Kimberly is the real deal, that she's done some amazing things for my health, then I have to listen to it with non-judgmental ears.
I, for first started doing this from a wheelchair in my home, and, you know, and I had over 600 people come in my home. I never advertised anything. There were people coming over and over to my house, and I was just doing the scans at the time with my hands, finding things in the body, because people don't want to go to MRI machines and x-rays. They'd go back to the doctor and say, Kimberly found this in me. She's right. Kimberly found that in me. She's right. And I was just doing the scans and the blinking of the eyes, and this is there, and that is that. And then I got the information. They want you to take it out now, Kimberly, to dissolve it out of their bodies, to do the surgical healings, the Holy Spirit surgical healings with my hands. Then that started happening. Then I got the blinks, because I do spiritual channeling with God, tells me what to do with my left eye, right eye blinking. They want me to go out now and do it in public. I said, am I brave enough to do that now? Go out in public and do it? I guess I'll go out now. So if I say I don't want to do it, my right eye blinks and says, you're going out to do it. So I started going out in public and doing it about just 7 months ago. Yes. And I've been doing it in front of a large crowds of people. And we do it. And people are being healed. They go to the doctors. The doctors say, well, where's the tumor? It's gone. But did I do it? No. Who is doing it? I'm a vessel for the work. You're doing it. The Holy Spirit is doing it. The Trinity is doing it. This is nothing that I'm doing by myself. We're doing it. Let me explain this. Jesus did it. He spoke about it. It was the fourth dimension he talked about.
Right.
Einstein talks about it. I channel many beautiful spirit guides. I channel the greatest ones. I channel the Holy Spirit. We can all learn to do it. We live in a second and third dimensional world. We don't need to be there anymore. The second dimension is where cancer lives, where the spores live, the lowest dimension where bacteria lives, where we're getting it in our body, where our vibration is so low, that's how we get sick. The third dimension, unfortunately, where we're at too, where we talk about worry and scared and fear, like the terrorists and all this is going on right now, we don't want to be in those dimensions right now anymore. We want to move into the fourth dimension. That is where the miracles happen. The sixth and seventh dimension is the higher God. God is love. God is light. That's the dimension that people go to when we have the healing happen. We want to stay in that higher vibration.
Yeah. I came to an understanding that, you know, and again, it was somewhat similar to you. It was, I wish I had known you a little over 2 years ago when I was diagnosed with stage four cancer and underwent pretty radical surgery. But again, our lives are perfect. And what I went through is exactly what I was meant to go through. And so much of my message and the words of hope and encouragement that have been given to me to share with the world came out of that experience. But I came to understand that, you know, if scripture says that, you know, where can you go where God isn't, then, you know, we immediately think of in places like outer space or to the depths of the ocean. But I started thinking about my own body and breaking it all down. And this is where I came to understand, you know, quantum physics and even what Einstein talked about. You know, he was given so many awards for his works with physics and with matter. Right. And he said, you know, you've given me all these awards for nothing, because in the end, matter doesn't exist. Everything is energy.
Everything.
And even Einstein, you know, hypothesized that at the core, it doesn't matter whether you take a rock or a piece of human flesh, at the end of it is energy, and the energy will be identical, and the energy is intelligent. I don't think Einstein went as far as to say it was God, but that's exactly what he's describing.
God is love, and he said the answer is love. And there's no
right
God, there's no better God than the other God. There's only one God, there's only one love.
And there's only one, right, only one energy, and we are all of that. And so where I was going with this is I saw my surgeon recently, and it occurred to me that if everything is energy and there is no real, the physical states of matter, solid, liquid, and gas, they, those are just bundles of energy. And if it's the intention of our creator to move those energy fields away and rearrange anything is possible. And so this is what I've come to understand. And I've come to understand that just in my own life and hearing what you do, that as we open up our minds to these things, that miracles, as what we would normally call them, miracles are the norm rather than the rarity. I mean, the fact that you and I are having this conversation
is a
miracle. I'm a miracle. Everyone on this planet is.
We are all a miracle. God is amazing. And the fact is that this second dimension, this low vibration, this can be just blown out of the water. We don't have to have any second dimension here anymore. It can be flattened and dissolved, and that we can move into this fourth dimension where the miracles are happening all the time, and this loving vibration can be flowing on our world and in our lives, and just constant love and healing and light. And this is what it should be. Now, when people have the work done with me and they experience it and these healings happen, they feel their hands tingling, their breath gets heavy, they shift. Now, do they stay in this shift? Yes, they can.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, they can. Do they get tested to go back down to the other? Yes, we constantly can go back and forth in these dimensions. We're only human. Now, I have cancer patients say to me, I feel like I did something wrong to get this disease. I feel like I did something bad. I'm guilty of something. We cannot be conscious 24 hours a day of everything going on.
No.
No.
No, we can't. No. Yeah, and that's, be kind to yourself. There's, and trusting also, so maybe you did make some really bad food choices or substance abuse choices or something like that. Still, in that, I trust that everything happens perfectly. And it was part of the plan for your life. And people's interacting with you happens, I believe, when the right people are ready to hear your message. There are people that hear you speak and see your work. There are people who hear me speak and see my work.
Yes.
And they just don't get it.
Yes.
And I've come to understand they're not ready to. And so I don't fight with them anymore. Yes. But the people who get it, they traveled a perfect path to come to where they are, to where they're open to this idea now.
Yes.
And real teaching, real growth can't happen if you're not ready for it.
Yes, you're beautiful. I do believe that there are many people getting it, many people
struggling. Yes.
It's a very toxic time, but a very beautiful time. And I do feel there are a lot of tools that I'm teaching people. There's a lot of messages that my guides are channeling for people to learn. I have a book that's going to be coming out soon. And there's a lot of things happening that are beautiful.
Let's talk about some of those tools and your book and the work that you do. So what is it that, so when you're speaking, you're obviously doing some real demonstration of healing. But what are the things that you're talking about that we can take away and start doing and incorporating into our lives?
Some of the things that I feel is that, having both feet in all the way with this positive energy, which is believing that we are a vessel, our bodies, the outer is just skin, you know, and inside is our soul, our consciousness. We have a heart consciousness. We have a third eye consciousness, and we have a brain consciousness. And we could go to the grocery store and we could have someone come right up to us that does not have 2 feet in with this love energy, with this faith of this God love energy and this love and light. I often say constantly with my clients, I am love. I am light. Surround yourself with this energy. I am love and I am light. And someone could come right up to you at the grocery store and start wanting to take you to that darker energy, fighting with you, starting to start at you. And that's not them, is what I'm trying to say. Right. That's this energy trying to pull you over there. Now, when I say this, is because that energy can get right on your body when you start arguing with someone. Very easily, what happens is, because I scan people's bodies and I find that energy. When you start a confrontation with someone, you breathe it in. How does energy get in your body? Two ways. Either through your mouth, right? Or you taking your hand and hitting your body, touching your body with energy. You can actually take your hand, hit yourself. It can go on you. Breathe it in. Eat it. Right? So someone is chopping up food. They're mad at their girlfriend. They're in the restaurant. They've had a fight. They're making your meal. They hand you their food. And you eat it. That's another way to get it in you. Everything is energy. Einstein said it. You said it. Okay. Yes. So we need to pray over our food. Bless our food. This is another thing I talk about. I make most of my meals at home. So what I'm saying to you is that if somebody wants to start something, you know, I've got to go somewhere, you just get away from it. I believe in all of this stuff because when I scan people's bodies, not only do I know where that energy is inside of you, I can blink with my left eye exactly the year it went in you. I know this situation. But guess what the good news is?
It doesn't have to stay that way.
You can get it out of your body.
Right, right.
That's right. You can release it out of your body. You have the power to heal yourself. That is right.
Absolutely.
I also believe that we can be taught. You also have the divine gift with this beautiful energy of love to heal yourself. And we have the divine gift to heal our country. Yes, we do.
And the world.
And peace on this earth, yes.
Yeah. And there's an enlightenment happening, and I don't understand it. I don't claim to, you know, to be, you know, in the know on this, but I am encountering more and more people who have not been receptive to this idea, but now are. And I have to look at my own life. And, you know, I believe one of my daily affirmations is that, and I think you and I talked about it, one of my daily affirmations is that God is using me to raise the consciousness of all humanity. It's why I'm here. And, you know, I will listen back to my podcast, or someone will write to me and say, Bruce, what you said in such and such a podcast at about 24 minutes into it, completely, it was exactly what I needed to hear at that time. And I'll go back and listen to it. And sure enough, I said it, but I have no memory of ever saying it. And sometimes I'll listen, I'll say, wow, I didn't even know I knew that.
Yes.
And so these things just come out of us, and we all experience that, you know, so it's nothing, you know, that it's just for me. We all do that, but it's starting to become aware of just what it is that we are. When we're feeling, and I know you agree with this, that when we're feeling anxiety, when we're feeling stress, ultimately what we're feeling is a disconnection from our source, right? We're feeling disconnected.
Yes.
because if we are completely aware of, first of all, what we are, then there is nothing to fear.
Yes, I'm so very, very glad you brought this up right now, because this is very important. You are right on the money. Why we are here is to serve the energy of God and what we truly are, our divine purpose here. If we truly are serving who we are, our divine gift, connecting the energy of who we truly are. Being healthy is being happy. Happy is being healthy. And what our true gifts are, that's when the funds come. That's who we really are. It's not going to school and being that accountant and doing 9 to 5. It's being, if we're good at being a musician, if we're being good at making muffins, then we're going to be happy in this world doing what we really love to do. If it's, you know, whatever we really are happy at is what we're truly meant to be here. And this is what we're meant to do. What we really are genuinely, and to serve others is why we are here. This is the message. And so when you say to yourself, when I'm saying something and you're channeling this truth inside of you because you're so beautiful and you're channeling these truthful and you're saying these things, this is what it's meant to be.
Amen. Absolutely. When I just finished doing a retreat here in Richmond with 9 just amazingly beautiful people, and when it was over, we were talking about this. How do we know what our purpose in life is? And I'm absolutely convinced that whatever it is, that when you're doing it, you vibrate with this amazing joy in your life. You've got to pay attention to those things. And I told them, I said, that type of conference and the way I was interacting with people and the things I was teaching, I could do that every single day for the rest of my life.
Yes. And many people know that. Yes.
You know, and so that's the beauty of it is, and it's different for each of us, but we've sort of, again, been indoctrinated into this thinking, well, you know, everybody should be a doctor, everybody should be a lawyer, and very well-meaning intentioned people maybe suggest career choices to us, but I know so many people, and you do too, Kimberly, who they became what they are, whether it's a doctor or a lawyer or a accountant or whatever, because it's what everybody told them they could.
But they'd
rather be doing something else because it's not what makes them come alive.
Absolutely. Everybody would be so joyous and happy just to connect with that God, divine gift inside of them. And it is there. The helper, the Holy Spirit inside of you, that small, tiny voice, that consciousness, that little voice inside of you that you know you have in there, is help, the helper. It's telling you what it is. It's there. It's the stillness in there. It'll speak to you. It is there. And it you know it, and you have that passion in you. It's in there, that joy. It comes alive. Everybody has a gift. Yes.
Absolutely. So tell us, do you want to talk about the book that you've got coming out?
Okay, well, I'm channeling all of it.
Right.
And it's going to be quite, I think it'll be good for people because they can read it and get some knowledge, and I feel peacefulness, and I think it'll come across maybe feeling like maybe you'll feel safe and loved, and that's the main message I want people to feel, and at peace.
That's exactly how I felt about writing my book, Worry No More. It just flowed out of me. I sat down with an idea of what I wanted a particular chapter to be about, and I sat down and started writing it, and by the time I was done, I looked back, and it was like, wait a minute, that's not at all what I sat down to write. Yes. But I kept it, and it worked.
Yes.
And so I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, and I like what you just said about when you said you went to your event recently and that you really enjoyed it, and that's how I feel when I go out and I'm able to demonstrate what God wants me to do, which is to demonstrate that God is just the most amazing and the miracles are here and we're going to be fine. And I like the way that you said that you enjoy that too.
And what I get from you, Kimberly, that is so beautiful and so authentic, and I trust that everybody who will listen to this will pick up on this too. One of my favorite writers is Paulo Coelho, and there's a line in one of his books. I've read all of his books, so I don't remember which one it is, but he says, "The truth doesn't need me to believe it. It just is. Lies need us to believe them. They jump up and down and they beg and they plead and they say, please believe me, please. I'm telling you the truth. No, you've got to believe me. Truth never, ever does that. And God never, ever does that. And so what I love about you is that you just get up and you talk, and yours is not some carnival show where you're asking people, in the movies, they're like, no, you've got to believe me. I'm real. I can heal you and all this stuff. You are out there in peace just saying, here's the truth of what I can do. If you believe it, then you were meant to believe it. If you don't, then that's fine too. And that's what I really find. It's what has drawn me to sharing this with you, is that you're not seeking attention. You're just trying to tell the truth. And those who don't believe it, you let them walk away without saying, no, wait a minute, come back. I've got more to tell you.
We have some YouTube videos coming out soon and showing, I look pretty interesting when I do my work.
That's all okay. It's all beautiful.
I stomp like a Baptist preacher. My left arm goes up saying the hallelujahs, I blink and I find everything, and then we can heal, and that's all that matters. And this is what's important.
Great. How can people learn more about you and the work that you do? Where's the best place for people to connect with Kimberly Meredith?
I can be found at thehealingtrilogy.com. Mm-hmm. And I also have an office at the Gateway Portal in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And I can do a Skype.
Great. So if somebody wants to do, you are now starting. I know that when we first met, you hadn't ventured into the being able to read people's bodies over Skype. But I know that you've been doing that and have had great success that way as well. So the healingtrilogy.com. And of course, I'll put all of this in the show notes this. And you're also... let's just do that, thehealingtrilogy.com, because there are all of the links to your social media accounts too. So you're on Facebook, and you've got your YouTube channel. So thehealingtrilogy.com is the best place to get in touch with Kimberly. So for those of you who are listening, I would just invite you to, if you're feeling any skepticism about this, sort of check where that skepticism is coming from. Is it because it's just part of your domestication, that you've been taught that these types of things aren't real? If you'll, like Kimberly said, if you will just sit still and listen to your heart, the truth will come up. And then go to Kimberly's website and read what she has to say. The testimonials are there, and the names are there, and the contacts are there. So at any point, it's not like she's making any of this stuff up. It's all very, very, very well documented. So Kimberly, thank you so much for taking time to be. It's been a beautiful conversation, and I just feel this great energy, and I'm just so excited about where how God is going to use you to raise the consciousness of all humanity.
Yeah. I'm heading out to Arizona. I have a few other events I'm doing and expos coming up this year, and I'm really just being guided by God and where the energy wants to take me.
Great.
And I'm blessed to be on your podcast today.
Well, it works both ways. I've been blessed by having this conversation. So you be very, very well, and I look forward to our continued friendship.
Thank you. Bless you. Bless everybody. God bless.
So I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Kimberly. She really is just a delightful, beautiful human being. And when I'm on Skype calls with her, just the energy and the love that she has for life and for helping people and for healing people is just truly amazing. And, I struggled initially when Iris, our mutual friend, when Iris Braden started telling me, and Iris, I don't mind saying her last name because she's an actress in Hollywood. She's been in many TV shows and done a lot of commercials. And so there's a plug for our dear friend, Iris Braden. You can look her up on IMDb. And anyway, when she was telling me about Kimberly, I really, you know, and I've come a long way, baby. But even still, when she started describing this to me, my skepticism crept in, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I've seen too many movies. I've you know, seen in the news too many hucksters out there for me to really, you know, embrace this. But I was open to meeting Kimberly, and immediately, right away, just her honesty, her sincerity, and again, there's no clinginess, there's no trying to convince me to, or you know, yeah, there was nothing from her trying to convince me that what she does is real or that she's authentic. She just is, and you know, if you believe her or you don't believe her, she's fine with that, which is why I mentioned that quote from Paulo Coelho that says, you know, the truth doesn't need me to believe it. You know, so, and when I started embracing the truth about me and my life, I stopped trying to convince people to believe me. The right people will be attracted to me and the truth that I talk about, just as the right people are attracted to Kimberly. So anyway, I don't want to go on. I am blessed by this friendship with Kimberly. I am so much looking forward to being out in California in May for the cruise that I'm doing and taking a little bit of time. I haven't figured out whether it's going to be before or after the cruise to meet up with her. And just, you know, meet her in person and give her a hug. You know, she's got an amazing story. We didn't get into a lot of her background and, you know, the details of her accident that led her to the discovery of this gift. And, you know, that's her choice. So that was fine. I totally respected her not wanting to get into the details of that. But I'm looking forward to meeting her when I'm out in California. Highly encourage you, if you have any interest in what it is that she was talking about, if you just want to explore it on your own, or if you feel this calling, this inner knowing that you're supposed to reach out to her about whether or not she can bring some healing to your life. I would love for you to be in contact with Kimberly, and she would love for you to contact her. Go to thehealingtrilogy.com. So T-H-E, thehealingtrilogy.com. And again, I will put all these links in the show notes, but she's at thehealingtrilogy.com. There's her biography and, you know, some text about her journey and how she discovered this. There's a few testimonials on her website. Most importantly, there's a contact page. You can just fill out the information, tell her a little bit about yourself, and she will reach out to you about scheduling a time to speak with you. So again, I share all of these things with you to help you in your journey of life. And part of that is just opening you up and exposing you, just as I expose myself, to new ideas that I previously would not have been open to exploring. And I'm so glad that Iris introduced Kimberly to me. And I am so honored to be able to share Kimberly and her work with you. And I do all of this for one reason. I love you, and life is a marathon, so let's train for it.